eat or know yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, since this Sunday is with the picnic is sort of a farewell party, as he was saying, I couldn't think of a better gospel to have. This is my favorite gospel of the whole, of all the Sundays of the year. This is my very favorite one. It's from the Sermon on the Mount, in which our Lord is talking to us about trust in divine providence. We shouldn't worry so much about things. And the whole of sacred scripture is full of this thought that God will provide and will take care of you. And Catholics used to have this sense. And I'm afraid that, well, in this modern world, everyone seems to have lost this trust in providence. And I think it's because people simply have gotten away from the reading of the scriptures and have gotten away from the lives of the saints, and they don't realize the wondrous things that God does for those who trust in him and how he will provide for you. You read in the book of Genesis how Abraham was going with his son Isaac to offer the sacrifice, and Isaac was the one that God had asked to be sacrificed. Abraham just did what God told him to do. He trusted. He didn't understand. He couldn't figure it out. Why would God want me to sacrifice my only son? But you remember, they're walking up the hill, and Isaac is carrying the wood on his back, a symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ, carrying the wood, the son being sacrificed, carrying the wood of the cross on his back. Well, Isaac was carrying the wood on his back, and he was looking around. He said, Father, where's the animal we're going to sacrifice? Where is the victim? And Abraham just said, God will provide. God will provide, son. Abraham just trusted in God and just knew that whatever God wanted, it was what was for the best. And you know the story. God did not allow Abraham to slay his son and sacrifice, but instead an angel was sent to stop him. And then immediately Abraham found a ram in the bushes, in which he was able then to sacrifice to God this ram. And God provided. God did provide for him. And then you read also then in Exodus how Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And remember the day that they left, the day after the firstborn of Egypt were killed, and they had to remember eat the Passover meal with their feet shod with shoes and staves in their hands, because they had to make ready for their journey. Even though at that moment, up till that time, there was no evidence that they were going to be released, but Moses was teaching you, we trust in providence. This is what God said, and this is what we are to do. We are to make ready for the journey. And remember, they had to just take whatever they had. The bread they used was unleavened, because they couldn't wait for the leaven to rise, to make the bread rise. So they just ate unleavened bread. They wore whatever they had. They took whatever was at hand. They didn't worry. They didn't have time to prepare. They just left with no provisions, really, just with nothing to provide for this long journey that they were going on. But God provided for them and cared for them throughout the journey, including opening the Red Sea so that they could pass through, and then closing the sea upon the Egyptians who were coming to destroy them. And then how in the desert, as the children of Israel wandered in the desert, how God fed them with manna from heaven, and how he gave them to drink with water from a rock. And you read these things, and yet we don't apply them to ourselves. We say, but you know, that would never happen for me. That would never happen. God would never do that for me. Well, that's blasphemy. I can tell you this much, that the children of Israel were so unbelieving and so ungrateful to God that you should say the opposite. You should say, well, I'm going to trust more in you, dear Lord, than they did. And so if you provided for them when they were ungrateful, well, I know that you will provide for me, because I will always be grateful to you for whatever happens to me in my life. The words, God will provide, should always be on your lips. That word, providence, is a beautiful word. Providio, providet. It comes from the Latin, which means to look out for. That God will look out for us. He will provide for us. And these words, as Abraham said to his son Isaac, should also be easily on the lips of every Christian. God will provide. Your bills are piling up, you lose your job, you still trust. God will provide. He knows what's best. I know that whatever happens, God is in charge and He will provide for me. But the modern world is constantly destroying this trust in providence. And it's kind of a hidden thing. Our Lord points it out to us in today's gospel, that what's happened is we worry too much about what we will eat, what we will wear, you know, what kind of job we're going to have, what kind of income we're going to have. We worry about all of these things. And so it, as he says, no man can serve two masters. If you're going to worry about those things, you're not serving me. You will end up hating me, despising me, because you're seeking too much the things of this world. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot do both. So what you have to do is just use the goods of this earth to help you serve God, to help you serve the Lord, and not to worry, not to think that I have to provide for my senior years, I have to worry about, you know, how much money I'm going to have in the bank. Look, it's probably not going to be there anyway, right? I mean, I don't really understand. You see the writing on the wall, what's happening to Social Security. You see it. You see the writing on the wall. And God should, it's like the writing on the wall is from the book of Daniel. God's warning you. He's saying, open your eyes, people. Just trust in me. Don't worry, because, you know, who knows with the way the economy is going, with the way our country is going, who knows what's going to be there and, you know, when you're in your senior years. Who knows what's going to happen? Why do we worry so much about it? God will provide for you. He will look after you. Trust in Him. And another thing that really destroys our confidence, our trust in God, is the attitude of the people of the world today. They think it's ridiculous to pray for help. Just imagine if you were with somebody and the two of you are traveling or whatever, and you're having problems, your car's not working right, or you have no money, you have no food, whatever it might be. Imagine if you suggested, let's pray. They'd look at you like, you're nuts. As if that's going to get us anywhere. And that is the attitude of the modern world. Praying doesn't do any good. That is the attitude. And it destroys our confidence and our faith, our trust in providence. And that's why, again, our Lord says, you cannot serve God in mammon. You cannot serve God in the world. You have to remove yourself more from the attitude of this world, in order that you become more trusting in providence, like Abraham was, like Moses was. The men of God are full of trust and confidence in divine providence. St. John Vianney named his school Providence. And when they had nothing to eat, he just told the girls to pray. And God did provide for them in a marvelous way. He had nothing in the grain bin at all. And he took a little relic of St. John Francis Regis, whom he was very devoted to, and he prayed, and he put the little clump of wheat that they had left over that relic, and he told the girls, you pray. And suddenly, later that day, the teachers heard the ceiling creaking, because that's where the wheat was kept. And they went up there, and the entire wheat bin was full. It was completely full. God provided in a miraculous manner for those who trust and who pray. Children have more of that confidence and trust because they have to depend totally on their parents. They don't worry about, you know, what they're going to eat next week or next month, or they don't worry about how things are going to be when they're in senior citizen years. They don't worry about it. They have to depend totally on their parents. And God is saying to you in today's gospel, that's how I want you to be, my children. I want you to be totally dependent on me. Trust in me. Another thing that destroys our trust in providence is insurance companies. Any of you who know me, you know how much I hate insurance companies. Because they prey on our fears and insecurity. Think of the symbol of Allstate. You're in good hands. That's the symbol of providence. Now, we're supposed to turn our trust to Allstate or to State Farm or to Church Mutual? These people are sharks. They will take everything they can get out of you. I don't want to get off on this too much because I could preach to you for hours on my disgust with insurance companies. But the thing is that they're preying on you. They're preying on your fear and your insecurity. Oh, you have to provide. You have to have this. If you don't have this, something bad's going to happen to you. And you'll have nothing. You'll have nothing. And you're like, okay, I have to have all this insurance. And you end up paying all your life and never making a claim, and they still charge you more. It is just ridiculous. And the government's in cahoots with them. Because they say, well, you have to have the insurance for your automobiles. You have to carry insurance. So we have this horrible situation in the United States where everybody has to be insured for everything. We're just so worried all the time, and it's against what our Lord teaches us to just trust in divine providence. Trust me. Look after my interests, and I will take care of thine. He said that to Saint Teresa, and he says it to you in today's gospel. Now, what do we do when bad things happen? Because bad things do happen to us. Disasters do sometimes occur. Is this trust in providence then to be doubted? No. You have to remember that God does allow bad things to happen from time to time. But he does so because he loves you. And what I mean is this, that when God permits some evil to befall you, it is only to make you turn to him. He is simply wanting you to pray and to be closer to him, to detach you more from the mammon of this world. He doesn't want you to have these things or to worry about these things. So if you lose your job, or you lose your car, you lose your house, just say, okay, Lord, whatever you want, I will follow you into the desert. But God will always provide for you. So when I say things like that, you know, I think you know what I mean, that God will always give you something to take care of you. And often it is something better. You lose one job, and it is only so he can lead you to another. He is trying to detach you from the things of this world and to cause you to turn to him. And now, same thing, when we suffer illness or injuries or financial setbacks, you have to remember that it's our Lord saying to you, come to me, all you who are labored and are burdened, and I will refresh you. People just don't pray and turn to God. They don't talk to him. They don't trust in divine providence. But God will look after you and will provide for you and take care of you even in an incredible, miraculous way if necessary. For those who have confidence in God, they need not fear anything. God will look after you. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a true story, and I hope that you will not deny it or doubt it because it's absolutely true. This family was in a motorhome, traveling on a vacation. And you know, in the motorhome, the children are in the back of the motorhome. They're playing around. And anyway, the door, and I don't think they design motorhomes like this, perhaps because of this. It's happened many times, even happened to my cousin. But when the door was in the back of the motorhome, if there was suddenly sometimes people got thrown out of the back door of the motorhome. And that's what happened to this little child. The family was traveling down the highway, and there was an accident, and the father had to stop suddenly. And somehow, some way, I know usually you'd be thrown forward in an accident, but somehow the child was thrown clear of the motorhome, flew right out of the home, and the family was on the highway. And so the father came to the stop, and everyone, is everyone okay? And seeing the door open of the motorhome, one of the children said, the little two-year-old, I don't know his name, but he fell out. And the father, of course, he was so upset. He just immediately jumped out of the vehicle. Of course, all traffic had come to a stop. And as he ran, he saw his little two-year-old laying in the street. And he started to cry. He knew his child must be dead. But he saw everyone standing around, getting out of the car and just standing, looking down at the child and just staring in amazement. And the father rushed to the child, and the child was fine. He was laying on the pavement, but he was perfectly fine. And people told the dad, they said, it was incredible. We saw your child fly out of the vehicle, and he floated to the ground. He came to the ground like he was just floating down to it. And it was witnessed by several people and cars that were around. And so they got out. But everyone said the same thing, that the child simply came to a soft rest on the ground. Angels received him in their arms, no doubt, and protected him. And the same thing happened to my cousin, I said. He fell out of the back of his family's motor home. He and his brothers were wrestling and fighting, and he got thrown against the door and went right out the back of the van, or the back of the vehicle. And he was fine too, but his dad didn't stop. It was kind of funny. His dad did not know what happened to my cousin Mike. He didn't know. And Mike started running and ended up running all the way home, because they were like on they were right on the last part of the trip home, and he ran all the way home. And he fell out of the vehicle, and they weren't going that fast at the time, but still, you would think he'd crack his head open on the pavement, but nothing happened to him. He jumped up and ran home. So God will take care of us and will provide for us even when things look very bleak. And if God does take one of our children, always remember that it's because he wishes for them to be with him in heaven. Anyone who dies in our family, you have to realize that God loves them more than you do, and he wants them to be with him. And so, no matter what happens, you should say, Deo gracias. Thanks be to God. Whatever happens, God is providing for us. And that's why in the Mass, every Mass we go to, the words at the beginning of the preface are Sursum Corda, lift up your hearts. And the preface is always a hymn of thanksgiving, of thanking God, and you should think during the preface of all the things for which you wish to thank God. So many things God provides for us and gives us. Last Sunday we talked about it, the gratitude we should have to God, and this Sunday is kind of a follow-up to that, another motive of gratitude to God. It's his divine providence. So throughout the day, lift up your heart to God to thank him for his divine providence, his protection, his help over you. And let the words, God will provide, always be easily on your lips, so that you will not fear. No matter what happens to you, God is looking after you. Remember, as he said to Saint Teresa, you look after my interests, I will take care of thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.